From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Welcome to the program. Today, we highlight an initiative by One High School to assist graduates in pursuing a tertiary level education. Stay with us to find out more. The Cross Keys High School in Manchester has launched a crisis scholarship fund to support past students desirous of pursuing tertiary education. The Cross Keys High School Caleb and Barbara Walters Scholarship Fund has an annual target of $1 million.
The objective of this fund is to provide graduates with the qualification to matriculate into tertiary institution.
Principal, Cross Keys High School, Ralph Nelson. He says the efforts by the school is to prevent the students from joining the ranks of unattached youth after graduation. To be eligible for support, students must graduate from Cross Keys High School with at least 5 Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC subjects and must have an interest in pursuing tertiary education. If successful, the applicant will receive
funding for year one tuition not exceeding $300,000.
Past students already enrolled in a tertiary academic program can also benefit from an annual allocation of $50,000 from the Crisis Fund.
Financial support with crisis funding to a graduate of Cross Keys High School who is attending tertiary institution and is experiencing financial hardship.
The Scholarship Fund Committee will also provide information on other sources of funding for continued financial support.
The committee will help applicants to access funding from other educational scholarships and provide moral support to all candidates.
Principal, Cross Keys High School, Ralph Nelson. Impressed with the vision of the Cross Keys High School to support its past students, the Ministry of Education will this year be matching the targeted sum of $300,000 that will be given to the first beneficiary of the scholarship fund.
Farmers, exporters, did you know it's your responsibility to ensure safe food is available for local and international consumption? Yes, and the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has embarked on a program to show you how to guarantee this. The Ministry's program will train and educate farmers, exporters, and consumers in the production, distribution and consumption of safe, sanitary, wholesome and properly labeled foods. To get more information, call the ministry at 977-5921 or visit moa.gov.jm. So while we grow what we eat and eat what we grow, remember, food safety is everybody's responsibility.
Ready to go, Jody?
Yes, Mommy. But I have to do one little thing.
What's that?
Even though I'm in the back seat, I have to fasten my seatbelt.
Oh, you remember.
That's a good girl.
My teacher told me that wearing a seatbelt can save lives.
That's right.
I want to grow big like you, Mommy.
You will.
Remember now, Jody. No hand outside the window. No head outside the window.
Yes, I know. Road safety.
Walk, ride, and drive for life. A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works, and Housing.
That's it for this week's program. Until next time, I'm Ruth Ann Carr. Continue to share the love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.